Tell me why, running for president this time, you want to concentrate on that instead of also doing the congressional race as you have in the past.
Well, the last time I did it, there was some criticism, and I more thought about it. It was justified. It's distracting. I want to do a better job running for the presidency, and I was ready to leave the Congress. So it all added up that this was a good time to do that. And I think, you know, this campaign is so different from 4 years ago. You know, we have a lot more support and a lot more momentum.
Uh-huh. I'm curious about what is different about it this time. And it seems from outside looking at it that, you know, one of the differences, for better or for worse, is that a bunch of other Republican candidates have appropriated Ron Paul ideas.
Well, I think that says something. And they're not, you know, my ideas. I wished I could claim they were my ideas. They're ideas that I have expressed and things that I have studied and understood, you know, from the market and, you know, how one is able to anticipate financial bubbles bursting and causing these kind of problems and why it also leads to higher prices and the kind of things that we're facing. So, no, the country certainly has moved. Somebody was, I don't know whether they were serious or they were kidding me. They said, oh, it looks like Ron Paul's moved to the mainstream.
Uh-huh.
I think some of these views have moved to the mainstream. I sort of have said the same thing, you know, for the many, many decades. But now, you know, the Federal Reserve is an issue. A lot of people talk about it, and they understand it better than ever. And people know that these wars cannot continue, that they're draining us. And I think people are sick and tired of some of the abuses with TSA and other invasions of our personal lives and personal privacy. So I think the country has really been waking up to these problems that I've been talking about.
What do you see that makes you believe that the prospects for a Ron Paul candidacy are different this time?
I think it's the ease in which we can raise money, the number of people that have volunteered, the responses that have been with the straw votes, which I know are very limited in meaning, but all these things just show that there's a lot more enthusiasm. And we noticed this even before this campaign started, because we had the other organization of just trying to build up the number of people who campaigned for liberty. And those, the number of people that support us there were very, very strong. So before we were more or less starting from scratch, and now I think we have a real full-blown organization that we didn't have before.
Okay. Does it pose any, I don't want to say problems, but does it change the dynamics of this thing to have another Texan in the race if Rick Perry should decide to get in?
I don't know, being a Texan makes much difference, but you know, it's just another person with similar views to the other candidates. I guess we'll just dilute those votes even more.
Does he steal any of your, I mean, is he, do you guys overlap some on ideas?
Not that I know of.
Okay.
Because I don't know the details of all his beliefs. I don't think I've ever met him. If I did, it was a handshake. So I don't know of him deep, but just reading about it, I haven't heard much that he had any interest in, drug wars and changing that and changing the Federal Reserve or bringing troops home. So those are the big issues that get the attention of a lot of Americans.
Mm-hmm. Are those the issues that you think are going to be the sort of the centerpiece of a presidential campaign?
Well, that and just defending the whole purpose of our Constitution and the purpose of what America was all about, and that's defending personal liberty and allowing markets to work, allowing people to decide for themselves how they should run their lives, and staying out of the affairs of other countries. And that was pretty much ingrained in our system, and founders especially talked about foreign policy of staying out of entangling alliances and getting involved in the internal affairs of other nations. And we did it for a long time because people didn't care and thought we needed to, but now we're broke and we're suffering from it. When you think of all the tragedies that have been produced here in this last 10 years, both with loss of life and the injuries and the severely wounded, as well as the money it's cost us.
Okay. You said, I think you said on more than one occasion, but you said in something that I read that it was more important to you in some ways that your ideas thrive then that your own personal candidacies thrive? Do you feel that way about a presidential race? Am I characterizing that right?
Well, I've always worked with ideas, and somebody actually have asked me every once in a while, and I said, you know, you're doing good, we love what you do, and we agree with you on, but if you could just modify this one position and say, if you would come off this and change it, we think you can pick up a vote. No, I can't. I mentally, intellectually, psychologically, I couldn't adapt to that. So no, I have certain beliefs, and people should know what they are. And I think my district has always responded by me telling them where I stood and that I took the Constitution seriously. And you know, being in Texas, I was challenged by a lot of people because I was opposed to the wars very, very early on. And of course they were orchestrated by President Bush, and I had strong disagreement, and he still was, you know, was pretty popular in my district, but the people in the district respected me for, you know, taking a position, and now so many of them have come around to understanding exactly why I was opposed to the wars.
Okay. I'm curious if the presidential race, a couple of questions. I mean, do you have any other interests in politics other than this presidential run here? Obviously, you don't want to run for the House again. There was some conversation months ago, as you're aware, about, you know, well, Ron Paul might be a potential U.S. Senate candidate, something else. I mean, is there anything other than the presidency that you're still interested in doing in terms of public service?
My main goal right now is to keep campaigning for presidency and do my very best. So I know I'm not thinking about another office.
Okay. And just so I understand, you are going to serve out this whole term, or are you going to leave early?
Very definitely I will serve out. I don't think that's proper thing to do is to leave your seat.